Hi everyone, I'm Happy, the founder of HEP, Happy English Podcast. My mission here is to help you speak English fluently with no grammar or textbook. But before I start, I have to invite you to visit my Happy English Podcast on Google platform or on any available platform on social media about podcasting. You just tap on any browser, Happy English Podcast, or just in a brief, HEP in capital letters. You will get more about my episodes about English learning and motivation. Okay, let's get started in today's episode. It's about some popular English idioms. We are going to clarify more and give more details about English-American idioms. So be all ears and try to listen and get inspiration. And don't forget, try to use them in your daily practice and in your daily speech. Okay, let's get started. The first idiom is to sit on the fence. I repeat, to sit on the fence, it means to stay neutral, not taking sides. For example, if you have two friends and they have a fight, you will not take the sides. You will sit on the fence. For example, don't you think I'm right? He hasn't been nice to me lately, has he? I'm sitting on the fence with this one. You are both my good friends. It means they are all my friends. I'm not against or in favor of someone. They are all friends. I have to be forgivable with both. Idiom number two is cost an arm and a leg. I repeat, cost an arm and a leg. When something is very expensive, we may say this expression or this idiom. For example, my son wants a new computer for his birthday, but it will cost me an arm and a leg. Another example, this new smartphone cost me an arm and a leg. The third idiom, most Americans use it when expressing something or someone great. They say you rock. I repeat, you rock. It means that you are great and amazing and you are doing an extraordinary work or job. For example, I can't believe you got the ticket for today's game. You rock. That's all for now. Thanks for listening in today's episode. It's number 103. So, be all peaceful, and I hope that you are doing great in your position. And don't forget to practice your English anytime, anywhere. Peace.